Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau, making connections and keeping them fresh. That's what's underway with the State Ag Department's Farm to School program, and one element of that is continuing to engage school food service coordinators in utilizing Kentucky-grown farm fresh products. To that end, a new promotion begins in many schools in just a few days.
We will have and promote a Farm Fresh Friday, encouraging food service directors across the state to pick a local product to serve on their menus each Friday. And hopefully this will kind of catch on and we will be able to continue it through the end of the school year.
Tina Garland heads up the Kentucky Ag Department's Farm to School program to encourage school systems to incorporate local foods in their serving lines. Some schools have really gotten into it. Others, she says, just need some encouragement.
People can start small by serving apples or blueberries or strawberries or watermelon or anything like that, or they can get adventuresome and look for those recipes. Like, they can use a lot of our junior chef recipes that we will have on our website by the fall, and which really use a lot of fresh local ingredients.
That website is kyagr.com. Click on the Farm to Schools tab to see the 2013 junior chef recipes. We'll be right back.
We're the Turners from Plain County, Kentucky. We have poultry, grain farm, corn, soybeans, wheat. Most folks don't realize that poultry is the number one cash crop in Kentucky now, bringing in over $900 million last year.
It does make you have a sense of pride when we see our poultry in the store.
It's a product we enjoy ourselves.
Always been taught we're not here just to get it done, we're here to do it right.
I'm proud to work with my family every day. We're a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Farm to School program coordinator Tina Garland says they often cross-promote their programs to encourage healthy eating, and she says that junior chef competition is a part of that.
The team that won last year was from Mayfield, Kentucky, and they had a baked chicken fajita, which was very, very simple to use because it really worked well in the kitchen because everything was baked, which that's what the nutrition staff is used to.
Garland says one of this year's competition judges had high praise.
Deputy Undersecretary Dr. Janie Thornton was down again this year and judged with them, and she was just amazed. She said not only can schools fix these dishes, these are well prepared enough to go in any restaurant. So we were really excited with them, and I have cooked a lot of them myself.
Farm Fresh Fridays in schools this October. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.